$1,000, if you can hold back for a nice time period of your life, you will set yourself financially up for the rest of your life.
Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it.
Hello and welcome back to Pillars of Wealth Creation. I am your host, Todd Dexheimer, and we got another solo episode. And before we get started, I want to make an ask here. If you have enjoyed this show, if you listen to this episode, you enjoy it. If you listen to any of the other episodes I have, which I hope you do, give us a rating and review. That helps us grow our show. One of my big goals in 2024 here is to grow this show. We get quite a few downloads every single month, a lot. It's amazing how many downloads we get, but I want to continue to make a bigger impact. So if you could write a rating review, and even better, if you're able to, if you share this show with other people, that would be amazing as well. It's on, we post on Facebook and I think LinkedIn and so on. So today I want to do a book review, and I want to talk about a book that I really enjoyed. It's really simple. It's, I would say, kind of more on that rich dad, poor dad type of wavelength. It tells a story of a gardener and kind of goes through some of his life experiences and the advice he gives. And, you know, like I said, similar to kind of that feeling of rich dad, poor dad. The book is called The Wealthy Gardener. And The Wealthy Gardener, it takes us through, the wisdom and advice that a guy, he owns some property. He owns a lot of rentals too. He owns but a piece of property that he's farms and produces income from. And you know, he, one of his workers, he ends up giving that plot of land to, but in the, even before that, he leaves her quite a while and tells this caregiver, you know, basically he's going and he needs him to continue to farm and grow this plot of land. And he comes back and the guy doesn't do it. And there's a big lesson in there about, you know, basically like doing things that you don't want to do. A lot of the book talks, you know, about the earlier stages too in your business, when you're going to need to grind, when you can't be spending a lot of money, when, you know, your friends are out partying and having a good time and you're like, hey, you know what? Look, that's not going to be me. I want to go a different path. I want to set myself up financially, my family up financially, instead of doing that. So I'm going to take and do the hard work right now today, so that I can have actually something in the future, so I can build something greater in the future. And I think that's maybe one of the bigger things that I see a lot of successful people. I remember when I'm too young to have gone financially through the Great Recession. I mean, I certainly could have, right? But fortunately, I didn't have enough money to do anything to be able to be affected by the great financial crisis. So, but I do remember a lot of people that are a little bit older than me, just a few years, 5 years, 10 years older than me. And I watched them and grow their businesses. I watched their businesses exploding. They're doing really well, but they were buying boats and brand new trucks and pieces of property, real estate or farms or whatever. And then, so what were they doing? They were spending all their money. They're going on trips. They're going out every night. They're just living, you know, quite frankly, foolishly, but lavishly, because that's what everybody else was doing that had any money. And everybody was just showing their wealth through the crap that they would buy. And what happened when the great financial crisis? Well, you can guess, right? They lost everything. And all of a sudden they're sitting here wondering, you know, what did they do next? And then they're working for barely anything. They're just trying to get by because they lost it all. But the problem wasn't necessarily they made bad investment choices. I mean, maybe that was part of it, right? But the biggest problem over anything was that they spent all their money. They lived lavishly. They lived foolishly. They didn't mind their financial well-being. They were thinking about themselves. They were being selfish and living life today, right? You hear that saying, you can't take it with you. Got to spend it now. You can't take it with you. There's some truth to that, right? There is some truth to that. You do need to enjoy the fruits of your labor. But if you can hold back, like the Wealthy Gardener talks, if you can hold back for a nice time period of your life, you will set yourself financially up for the rest of your life. It's where you decide when you're young, you've got to spend what you're earning so you can, you know, enjoy it while you're young, that as you age, you're like, crap, and I have nothing. So I do want to say the author, it's John Seforek, is the author of The Wealthy Gardener. I think there's a lot of great wisdom in how to be financially sound with your money. Just really easy concepts, which that's what being financially sound is, quite frankly. It's just a bunch of easy concepts. We just have to actually follow through with those easy concepts. It's just like being healthy. Like, look, if you're going to be healthy, it's don't eat a bunch of crap, right? Feed your body. It's not rocket science, but look, that's a huge industry. Look at how big the financial industry is. Look at how big that is. And look at how big the health industry is. Look, go to the gym, exercise. You don't have to do anything crazy. You can run. You can lift weights. You can go swim, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just get out there and make your body move and then eat healthy, right? Don't eat cake and candy and cookies and that kind of crap. Don't drink a bunch of beer and alcohol. Not about that. You know, eat clean and you're healthy. Same thing financially. Look, this isn't rocket science, but the Wealthy Gardener talks us through some of these easy concepts that make you go, oh, yeah, I got to make sure I'm doing that. And even somebody like me, who has been in this wealth journey for a long time, you know, look, I started to really try to focus on what I was doing financially. Quite frankly, it even started in college, but really started to focus on it, you know, back in 2005, 2006, 2007, probably 2007 is where I really, really buckled down and said, I got to figure this journey out. So I've been in it for a long time, but just listening to this book and reading this book, it's like, okay, yeah, these are good points. I got to refocus on that. I got to rethink about that. So beyond just like the, you know, just the easy concepts it talks about financially, and a lot of it is, look, you buy income producing assets, like go buy rentals, go invest in syndications, go invest in some businesses, invest in the stock market. Like, you got to take and put this extra money into these investments that are going to pay you in the future and not reap the rewards right now. And then there's the mindset part that they hit on. So he gives a lot of lessons. Look, this main character of the book teaches not only his caregiver that he ends up giving this farm to, he teaches him a lot of valuable mindset lessons, but he teaches a couple younger people, particularly one younger person, that all these kind of life lessons that he's learned along the way. And these are mindset lessons that have to do with wealth, but also have to do with life in general. So book I highly recommend, Wealthy Gardener. I think it was an excellent book, well put together, well executed. And it's something you're just going to enjoy. You enjoy the read. I'm a big business book person, but some business books are just dry and really hard to get through. This book is well written. It's easy to get through. It's easy to listen to on Audible. It's easy to read in book form. So either way, I think it's a pickup that you got to make, The Wealthy Gardener by John Seforek. That's my book recommendation of the month. I used to be doing continual book reviews every single month. I want to get back to that. And so I'm trying really hard to make sure I get through at least one book a month. Sometimes I get through a couple. Sometimes I don't get through any because, you know, life just happens and you don't quite get where you want to get. So hope you enjoyed this. Again, I would really appreciate a review on iTunes and a share on social media if you feel compelled to do that. You have a fantastic rest of the day. Make every day a Saturday.
Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you being a loyal listener. Say, I would love to have you go on to our Facebook page and subscribe. Give us a thumbs up. Go on to iTunes or wherever you listen and give us a rating and review. Don't forget to subscribe. But your rating and review just helps us push this out to more and more people and continue to grow our audience and hopefully positively affect a ton of people out there that really need this and want this. So the other thing I've got for you is a free ebook on my website. So go on to venturedproperties.com, venturedproperties.com, and download our free ebook on real estate and on syndication. And I've got some data points in there, some really good stuff for you. So I'd love to have you take a look at that. It's free. I'm not expecting anything from it. And also, look, if you want some help in multifamily, want some help learning, growing, getting your business off the ground, I would love to talk to you about what it would look like to work with me potentially and see if that's a good fit. So you can go to coachwithdex.com and check that out, and we can definitely have a call. Thanks a lot for listening. You make it a fantastic rest of the day. I'll catch you on the next episode.